welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music, and we really have some early music today. I'm Milton Shermer Jr., with me is Ty St. Julian. We have a set of 10 CDs in our record, or rather CD library, merely called Early Music, and volume one of this set is called Polyphony, or The Birth of Polyphony. And that's exactly what we'll be listening to today, The Birth of Polyphony. Just to let you know from Wikipedia, which now is a major resource in words and definitions, it says that polyphony means the following. In music, polyphony is a texture consisting of two or more simultaneous lines of independent melody, as opposed to music with just one voice, or monophony, or music with one dominant melodic voice accompanied by chords. Polyphony goes back into medieval times, and we're going to listen to various times and various places where polyphony came to being.
We begin with the polyphony Aquitaine. This is a kind of polyphony and a usage that developed at the church of Saint-Martial de Limoges, and that would make it 12th century, much earlier than we live now. The first piece is Domine labia mea asperies, with the bottom line Deus in adiutorium meum. The next, the versus o primus homo coruit, and that's for two voices. Both of those pieces are performed by the ensemble Organum under the direction of Marcel Perez. And in this same group of selections, we end with Resonemus hoc natali. This is performed by the Theatre of Voices under the direction of Paul Hillier.
Domine labia mea aperies, etos meum anunciabit laudem tuum. Domine labia mea aperies, etos meum anunciabit laudem tuum. Domine labia mea aperies, etos meum anunciabit laudem tuum. Deus in adiutorium meum intende. Domine, ad adjuvandum me festina, gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum.
Oh,
three selections from the Polyphony of Aquitaine from St. Martha de Limoges, from this CD entitled The Birth of Polyphony, and from which we're listening to music today. Coming up, we're going to hear music from the School of Notre Dame, and I'd like to read you again from Wikipedia about what that means when we talk about the School of Notre Dame with respect to music. It refers to a group of composers working at or near the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris from about 1160 to 1250, along with the music they produced. Amazingly, the only composers whose names have come down to us from this time are Leonin and Perrotin. Only one name is for their name. Both were mentioned by an anonymous English student known as Anonymous Four. And we'll be hearing from Anonymous Four Ensemble a little bit later. Anonymous Four, the student who was either working or studying at Notre Dame later in the 13th century, and in addition to naming the two composers as the best composers of organum and specifying that they compiled the big book of organum known as the Magnus Liber Organi, he provides a few tantalizing bits of information on the music. And we'll be listening to some of the music now from the School of Notre Dame.
The first, we'll hear two selections from the Mass of the Day of Christmas, Messe du Jour de Noël, Mass for Christmas Day. The first is Introit, Trop, Puer Natus Est, then a Kyrie, these performed by the ensemble Organum under the direction of Marcel Perez. Then we will hear from Leonin, the Propter Veritatem.
Verane salite et ovantes canite. Glorie tuum Pater, cum Filio suo unigenito.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Cuius imperium superum erumus evocabitur nomen eius magni consili.
Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison.
Christe
Music by one of the named composers of the Notre Dame School, merely known as Leonin, only by one name. We began with an introit and following that a Kyrie, and those two were performed by the ensemble Organum, and the Leonin, the Propter Veritatem, was performed by the Theatre of Voices under the direction of Paul Hillier. We are listening now to music from the School of Notre Dame, which is from the 12th century.
The composer is Perrotin. The music, a graduale, the viderunt omnes, over the line, notum fecit Dominus.
The gradual part of the Mass means this is when the clergy gradually approaches the altar. Listen to the opening of the gradual, and really it is nothing more than a tuning note that the singers are singing together to be sure they're in tune, and then the piece starts in earnest. The opening words in the bass are viderunt, so only three syllables, but the first syllable, V, continues on for an endless amount of time, and then at the end of the phrase they finally say derunt. So we have V, if you listen to that syllable, and then be prepared to listen to the ending of that syllable on the viderunt omnes. Again, the Theatre of Voices under the direction of Paul Hillier. One of the most famous pieces of music from the School of Notre Dame, that was the Gradual De Vita Omnis by Perrottin, a composer that we know by name, one name only. Our program today is The Birth of Polyphony, and we're going to continue with some hockets from the manuscript of Bamberg, Germany. Just so you understand what a hocket is a type of composition which consists of two or maybe more lines of music, and the melody is shared between the specific lines of music so that rather than being sung by one person, it alternates back and forth. And it refers to something like a cricket and the sound going back and forth from one syllable or from one person to the next syllable to another person. These hockets are going to be from the Bamberg manuscript, which contains some motets of the 13th century. Motet was an early form of polyphonic music, which on the bottom line was a line referred to as the tenor line. It had nothing to do with the voice singing the line, but it was referred to as the tenor line, and usually it was a textus line, but a melody that was from a different source. All of the upcoming pieces that you hear are based upon in seculum. In seculum is a portion of the Mass, which is, and his mercy endureth forever and ever. And the word forever and ever is, or the words are mentioned as in seculum, and the melody for in seculum is used in the bottom line of all of these hockets.
The hockets are In Seculum Longum, In Seculum Viliatoris, In Seculum Breve, and finally In Seculum Damien Longum. The Theatre of Voices, directed by Paul Hillier, are the performers.
Oh.
4 of the motets from the manuscript Bamberg. And again, these were not texted, and we maybe think that maybe they were to be performed instrumentally, or as they were in this case, they were each performed on a different vowel sound. The Theater of Voices under the direction of Paul Hillier. Coming up, some more motets, but this time from the famous Montpellier manuscript, which contains over 300 motets of that period.
Haven't sung them all, but would like to make an effort to. We'll hear first a two-part motet, Ne sais que je dis. The other line is Johanne. Then, Dame que je non numère. This is a motet of three separate lines, as is the final of three separate lines, Sans me regarde, Over prenez garde and aimez en fond. And the performers here are Anonymous 4.
Do it.
and ending with three motets from the famous Montpellier Codex, performed by members of Anonymous Four. Remember, Anonymous Four was the person who gave us the names of Leonin and Perrotin, the Notre Dame school.
Indeed. Thank you so much for being with us today here on Continuum. We look forward to having you with us again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well.